Today we're going to read the Bible in the morning.
我们今天早上来读圣经。
It's like eating good food, good breakfast.
读圣经就好像吃大餐一样，吃好的食物。
And that's why Jesus said, you know, man cannot just depend on food, must depend on His words.
这就是为什么耶稣说，人活着不是单靠食物，是靠神的话语。
And today we talk about a topic. Probably is not very popular.
今天我们要讲的这个话题可能不是特别流行。
But it's God's plan.
但是这是神的计划。
God's plan is amazing.
神的计划是很奇妙的。
In your good time, of course you say this is God's plan.
在你开心的时候，好的时候，当然你说啊，这是神美好的计划。
But God's plan is in the bad time, His plan even better.
但是你知道，在不好的时候，境况比较差的时候，这更是神的计划。
Because in the Bible, the overall teaching is,
因为在圣经里面总体的这个教导啊，
suffering is good and beneficial to you.
其实很多时候受苦，其实反而是对你有益处的。
And also, each suffering, last time I shared that.That is a reward.
其实我上次也讲过，每一次受苦呢，其实都有奖赏在里面，有赏赐在里面。
Because suffering, the purpose of suffering is conform to the character of Christ.
因为每一次受苦的时候呢，都是让你跟主的这个品格有一个很好的一个关联。
Make you becoming a beautiful Christian.
让你成为一个非常美丽的基督徒。
The more suffering is the Bible used is like burning a coal.
就是每一次受苦的时候都好像是一个
burning gold.
就是那个黄金，好像这个黄金被炼的那个过程。
And Job in the Bible, Job said, when I suffer, then I come forth as gold.
在约伯记里面说，他说我被试炼，就如同被炼尽的那个金晶。
As a result, I have faith. I'm willing to follow him because this suffering for my eternal reward, eternal purpose.
因为带着这个信心经历这个过程的时候，我们看到的是这个，是永恒的这个一个目标和方向。
Remember, this is not our home.
要记住，这个不是我们的家。
It's only temporary.
这个是暂时的。
All of us has to go.
我们大家都会离开这里的。有一天，我们都会不在这里的。
You cannot bring your stuff with you.
你不可能把这东西带着你走。
Because you are human being, not you are not human doing.
因为我们不是说是做事情的。
And God wants to prepare a better plan for you in the future.
神会给我们预备一个。更美好的一个计划。
That's an eternal plan, eternal blessing.
这是永恒的计划，也是永恒的祝福。
And Jesus said, "When I go home, I will prepare, and I will come to bring you home."
耶稣说，我去到这个天上的家，我会回来把你们带到这个真正的家。
And that is John 13.
这是在约翰福音十三章里面说的。
Low. So I can see them better.
Oh yeah.
Jesus is not going in heaven just doing nothing. He is in heaven preparing a home for you.
耶稣现在不是在天上什么事都不做，他在天上预备家给我们。
This home is an eternal home, not 90 years home.
这个家是永恒的，不是说只有九十年。
And the Bible said that that home has your name.
这圣经上说那个家有你的名字。
Your key.
你的还有钥匙。
Only you can go there.
只有你可以进去那个家门。
It's custom made for you.
而且是为你特别定制的。
God is an interior designer because he create all the designer.
神会很懂得这个室内的设计，他可以设计的完全是照着你的风格设计的。
Your real self is in Christ.
你的自我是在神里面。
That is your real self.
这是真正的自己。
Nowadays, today, yourself is not yourself. It's an old self.
今天 我们的自己呢还是旧的我们自己。
It will be transformed.
但会被转变
into the new self.
转化成这个新的自己。
In heaven, you become a spirit.
在天上呢，你就是你是一个灵的一个存在。
You cannot imagine all everything is so nice and beautiful and love, joy, peace. Everything is there. And
你很难想象到的时候，在那个天上，你看到这么多如此美好的，充满仁爱、喜乐、和平。
Not even in one minute you are in heaven. You say I should have.Been Christian long time ago.
就是不是说，就是大哥 ，sorry.
Yeah. Not even in one minute in heaven, you look at all this. You say, I should have been a Christian long time ago. Why I spend so much time on the useless thing?
你到了这个天上的时候，你不需要等到一分钟，马上你就立刻想到说，哇，我早就应该成为基督徒。
Because what is not eternal is eternally useless.
因为任何不是永恒性的这个东西呢，在永恒里面都是没用的东西，因为那个暂时性的东西是不能我们带不走的。
In Romans chapter 8 talk about what's the purpose of life.
在罗马书第八章里面讲到什么是真正生命的这个目的。
The whole Bible, the center of the Bible is the New Testament. The center of New Testament is Romans.
整本圣经的这个中心呢是在新约，新约的整个中心呢是在罗马书。
The center Roman letter is chapter 8.
就是罗马整个新约的这个中心呢是在罗马书，罗马书的这个中心呢是在第八章。
It tells you the Holy Spirit will sustain your life. You, the Holy Spirit, become your strength, your power.
这边讲到这个圣灵，他会帮助你，他会坚固你，他会。给你力量。
You cannot live it by your own. You have to live through the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit use other people to help you too. And together, we becoming the children of God, then we'll see each other in heaven.
你不能只是单靠自己，你要让圣灵来帮助你，还有很多的弟兄姐妹一起，将来一起要进到这个天上。
Let's look at Romans chapter 8:28.
我们一起来看这个罗马书第八章第二十八节。
28, 29, 30 is the center of the Bible and also is the center of God telling us what is our destiny.
在第八章二十八、二十九节，在那个地方呢，不只是说它是个中心，而且这个中心里面也讲到，就是说我们真正的生命的这个意义和这个去向。
Okay, let's read chapter 8.
我们一起来读第八章
28,
第二十八节。
Remember, not everybody will be beneficial. It's only those is called according to his purpose. That's you.
这个得益处的不是说是所有人，而是只有那个被就按他旨意被召的人。
The Bible said, "You did not choose me; I chose you."
圣经说不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们。
Not only chose you, it's before the creation of the world, he already chose you.
不是说是现在才拣选你，是在创世之前就拣选了你们。
Of course, we couldn't understand, you know, that's too much for us. No, but the Bible said, yes, that's the election is not by random.
就是你可能觉得
He chose you.
你可能觉得说啊，这个好难理解，但这个是真的，事实就是这样，他选择了你。
You think李嘉诚 chose me, I'm rich, you know.
你觉得是李嘉诚拣选了我们吗？我们觉得说啊，靠着他我可以很有钱。
But you know what? The creator of the universe chose you, you are even richer.
但是你知道吗？在天上的这个创造天地的主，他拣选了你，你是更加富有的，在他里面。
He tells you, you are my sons and daughters.
他说你是我的儿女。
And you inherit the whole kingdom of God.
然后你会继承这个整个天上的产业。
You can inherit everything, but 90 years later, we all gone. That's FHA is 90 years in North America.
在地上，你可能也可以继承很多这个地上，但那最多也就90年。
But this election is eternal.
但神的拣选是永恒的。
Amen.
You just believe a little bit. Hey, God, I believe Jesus, you know, died for me and make me my son, and make me the children of God. Then I go to heaven. You just need to do that. Just a little bit thing. It's too good to be true, right? A little bit.
你的信心就是这么一点点，就是说主啊我相信你，我跟着你，然后将来要去到这个天上。
That's what God wants. The little thing in God's eyes is a big thing.
就是神，这就是神所要，哪怕你的信心这么一点点。
God never asks you to do great things.
神并没有要求你要做很大的事情。
God wants you to do little things.
神是要你做一些小事情。
But with only one thing.
一件小事，这一件事。
With great love.
就是爱。
Because God loves us.He wants us to respond to love him and love other people.
神爱我们，他也希望我们用爱来回应他，用爱去爱身
边的人。In God's kingdom is the reverse. The little thing is the big thing.
Sorry, can you repeat that? Okay.
In God's kingdom,
在神的国里，
little is more.
就是看起来是很小的，但其实是很大的。
Jesus used two fishes, it will feed 5,000 people.
主耶稣他就用两条鱼就可以喂饱这么多的人，几千人。
All you need to do is believe in him.
你唯一需要做的就是相信他，持续的相信他，信靠他。
And your life will be abundant.
你的生命就会丰盛。
You don't have to worry about tomorrow. You become a today's Christian, not a tomorrow Christian.
你不需要为明天忧虑，你就是活在当下。
Because Jesus said, "Do not worry about tomorrow."Tomorrow has its own enough trouble.
耶稣说不要为明天忧虑，明天自有明天的忧虑。
Each day has enough trouble and suffering of its own.
每天都在爱里面，就是无论是什么样的这个患难和受苦都在他里面。
God wants you to be today's Christian, not tomorrow.
神只要你做今天的这个基督徒，不是说是为明天忧虑的基督徒。
You don't need big plan.
你不需要说很宏大的计划。
You don't need to do God's job because tomorrow and next day and next year is God in God's hand.
你不需要你去做神的计划，因为这后面的计划是神他来。
God wants you to rely on Him.
神要你是需要你啊，
神是要你去信靠他。Jesus said, "All this will be given to you. Everything on earth will be given to you."
你信靠他，这一切你当需要的，他都会。
It's like when you believe the whole heaven.You inherit the whole heaven. Now, same thing. If you believe, God will supply you. God will solve your problem. You walk with God today. Tomorrow, next week, next 10 years is in God's hand.
你相信他，信靠他，明天和未来的十年都在神的手中。
You don't need to worry.
你不需要担忧。
You just be a today's Christian.
你只需要坐在这个活在当下的基督徒。
Tomorrow is God's job, not your.
明天是神的工作。
You must be one day Christian.Not the next day Christian.
你就是当天的这个基督徒，不是后面的这个明天的基督徒。
You love today.
你今天就去爱。
You rely on him today.
你就信靠他。
Next week, your boss, your company, and your children or all kind of problem is in his hand.
下个星期，你的公司、你的家庭、你的孩子，这明天、下个星期都在神的手中。
And Jesus even said, "Do not even think about it."
耶稣甚至说你想都可以不用去想它。
Because another translation is not just worry. Take no thought of tomorrow.
有一个翻译甚至是他的翻译是说你甚至想都可以不用去想。
And that's why Christians have no worry.
这就为什么我们基督徒不需要忧虑。
It's not the problem will be solved. It's God will solve the problem for you. He will worry for youAnd Jesus said, "Come, give me. I'll give you rest."
不是说是问题要被解决，是神他会解决这个问题。主耶稣说：“来，我是要使你得安息。”
Jesus did not say, "Come tomorrow. I'll give you rest." Not tomorrow. Now, today.
主耶稣说：“来，我明天再给你这个安息。”不是明天，是现在就给你安息。
Not next week.
不是下个星期。
It's now. Come.
就是现在，来。
Now.
来
It's a command. I'll give you rest.
好像就是个命令一样，来，我给你安息。
Not only that,
不止如此。
When God says God is love,
神说神是爱。
Jesus love you.
耶稣爱你。
It's not tomorrow.
不是说是明天才爱你。
It's not next year.
不是明年才爱你。
It's not only yesterday.
不是说就只有昨天他才爱你。
It's now.
现在他就爱你。
Because that's how love works.
就是。这就是爱是如何工作的。
When your wife asks you, "Do you love me?"
当你的太太问你说你爱我吗
？Then you say, "Wait until tomorrow."
你说啊，明天我再回答你。
Then you're in big trouble.
那你就麻烦了。
When you ask you, "Do you love me?" You don't hesitate.
你不能犹豫，你马上要回答。
I love you even when you feel it.
你甚至你当时还没感觉到，你要马上回答说我爱你。
Think about God. God is perfect.
你想想，完美的神，他
God's love is not in the future.
神不是说是未来才存在的神。
Not only in eternity.
不是说只有在那个未来很遥远的这个。
God is now. Love is now in this second. God loves you now.
神是
and every single second He loves you.
神是现在就在的神，他现在就爱你，是每一分每一秒都爱你的神。
There's nothing you can do to make God love you less.
没有什么你可以做了，然后就让神就爱你就少了。
Even sin, even you turn away from Him because He said even you are faithless, unfaithful.
甚至是罪，甚至你已经觉得你离开神了，不会使他神。
Because God's love, He'll make you lovable.
因为神的爱会让你更加的可爱。
So you can love other people.
使得你可以
去爱别人。God's love is now.
因为神的爱就是现在。
Not only now, He said, the more you love, the more I give you. If you give up now, I give love to other people. I give more love to you.
不只是现在，神说如果你给爱更多的给出去给别人，我就给更多的爱给你，让你可以更多的去给出去。因为神的爱是不受限制的，
ending, everlasting.
而且神的爱是永远永远在那里的，是持续的。
That's why suffering is nothing, because God is just make you a better person.
这就是为什么受苦算不了什么，神只是
the Bible call it training.
神只是让这个成为我们很好的一个训练成为一个更好的一个
That is First Timothy
有神的这个品格的人
is training you to be God.
就是在提摩太书里面第六章里面讲的说神要训练你成为更加的有神的品格
all these lessons is training you to be God.
所有这些试炼都是让你更加的有神的品格
It's like you going to school you know the school usually is tough
就像你去学校你到学校挺不容易的
Never go to easy school
你不会想去那个
Everybody pass
你不会想去那种很简单的这个学校
That's not a school,
大家
you learn nothing, basically, you learn nothing.
所有人都过关就是你在那里根本就学不到什么东西
Life is a lesson
但是生活却是个
But God is good
是个课程
Life is not fair
就很多时候你感觉到生活
But God is love
好像不公平但是
Life is tough
生命好像很困难
But God is tougher
但是神更加的
He will make you strong
有力
The Bible said He will give me the strength I can do all things through Him will give me the strength
神给你力量你就凡事都能够成就
We will continue
我们继续把这个经文打出
经 We just read the first one Romans chapter 8:28 His willHe got a better plan for you. Not on earth. The earth is a training. Training to be prepare yourself to be God's children in heaven.
就是预备好你自己可以成为天上的儿女。
God has a better plan.
神有更好的计划。
That plan is eternal.
这个计划是永恒的。
You're already children of God.
你已经是神的儿女。
Already have the Holy Spirit in you as a guarantee.
你已经有圣灵在你里面了，他是
你的保障。Because the Holy Spirit in original Greek is like an engagement ring, engage.
你知道，在一个原文的这个意思呢，这个圣灵就好像是这个结婚的这个订婚戒指一样。
God will never change, and He will love you until the end.
神永不变。
And bring you home.
他会爱你，直到永远带你。
That's why all things work together, good things and bad things.
就这篇是说
，For God's people,
万事互相效力，不管是好事坏事。
Those are God's children.
是给
God's children.
给那个
That's you.
这个
Not far away,
爱神的人得益处是你，就是你们。
And she just believed Christ, she is God's children already.
你看像贵子刚刚信主
他
就已经是神的女儿
Grace
对
Good name
好名字
And chapter verse 29 Those who for new Those who for new He also predestined to conform to the likeness of the Son
他预先知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样
Remember, for new,
使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子
He knew you already before you were born.
你看你在你们还没有出生之前神就已经知道你了。
The Bible said even a bird falling to the ground is no accident.
这不是偶然的事件。
How many people know how many hair they have in their head right now?
你们多少人知道你有几根头发？
And Jesus said every moment I count your hair.
但是耶稣说我每个时刻我都知道你的有多少头发。
He know you better than yourself.
神知道你每一个细节。
He know your problem better than yourself. He know your problem better than yourself.
他知道你的困难，你的麻烦。
And he has a plan.
多过于你知道。
His plan is always yes, not no.
他的计划永远都是好的，合适的。
And he give you the strength to undo that.
他会给你力量，让你能够成就这一切。
God already knew you.
神早就知道了你。
Long time ago.
在很早以前。
We don't know each other.
我们都还不认识的时候，互相不认识的时候。
But we get to know each other. But God know you before creation.
我们现在是互相认识，但是神早就知道我们了，很早以前。
Of course, you couldn't understand that nobody can understand.
当然，没有人会明白这个东西。
And he also predestined to conform to the likeness of his son. Means God has a purpose. According to his purpose, the purpose is you must like Jesus.
这个里面讲的时候预先定下效法他儿子的模样，这里面就提到的神有一个计划，他有个目的的，目的就是要效法他儿子的模样。
So life is about character development. He will develop you. You become like Jesus, the image of Christ, and then bring you home. And at home we have a lot of things to do.
所以生命呢就是这样一个过程，就是他让你成为这个模仿，就是训练成这个耶稣基督这个他的这个模样，然后把你带回到这个天家里面。
He preparing you to enter the kingdom of God as princes and prince. There's a lot of things for you to do.
他是预备你去到这个天上，在这个过程当中，你们要被训练成为就像这个王子公主一样。
That's pure love.
这是纯爱，这是极大的爱在这里面。
And that's why that's grace. No, you don't deserve it.
这就是为什么叫做恩典，因为我们不配得的原本。
And he gave it to you.
他却给了我们。
And as children of God, there's no better blessing.
而作为神的儿女，没有。
As children of the Creator of the universe.
没有别的更大的祝福，比得过你成为创造天地主的儿女。
Amen. Amen.
Then you becoming the brother and sister.Of Jesus Christ.
然后你成为耶稣的兄弟姐妹。
You same as Jesus Christ.
就好像说你是跟耶稣基督是同一个家庭里面的。
Even the Bible said, you know, God loved you as much as He loved Jesus.
甚至是圣经里面讲说神爱你们也跟爱耶稣一样。
Why? Because you're in Christ. He looked at you like Jesus.
因为你在耶稣基督里面，他看你也像是他的儿女，耶稣基督一样。
The character development has nothing to do with salvation. It's just to prepare you. Each person is different. To prepare you, God has a plan in heaven. Each of us has a different plan. Something to do.
品格的训练呢，是对每个人来说都是不一样的，但这个都是神的这个计划。
God did not tell what we must do, but it says right here. Those who predestined He called.
这边
he called grace to be Christ. He called means someone has a grace to want to be a Christian. He called.
对，你看这边讲是他预先定的人呢，他就会招他们来，就像 Grace 他信的人说，哎，你愿不愿意信主啊？他就来了。
Yes.
Grace 说，可以，我愿意。
And it's justified because the righteous will live by faith.
称他们为义。
And credit grace as righteousness.
所以信主的人呢，就是因着你的信呢。被称为义，就像 Grace， 他就得着了这个。
You believe that, then that's yours.
你相信就是你的。
It's free gift.
这是免费的礼物。
Nothing to do with you, everything to do with God, because God is love.
就是这是因为神是爱。
And justify, He also glorify.
被称为义的人呢，神又使他得荣耀。
That's the part we are waiting when we go to heaven.
这个是我们在等的。去到天上我们就要得到这个荣耀，就像
guaranteed, Holy Spirit guaranteed.
耶稣一样，这是圣灵保证的。
God will glorify you.
神会荣耀你。
It's not because what you do on earth.
不是因为你在地上做了什么伟大事业。
Could not do much on earth. We cannot be perfect. We just keep keep doing, you know, what we can. But you must do your best.
我们不可能成为非常的完美，我们只是尽量的去做。
Because the Bible said, "This is by grace."
因为圣经说这是因着恩典。
Not because you earn it.
不是说你赚到了。
As a matter of fact, when sin increases, when you say, "I just fallen back," you know, I just could be a good Christian. God's grace even greater. Romans chapter 5.
圣经那个罗马书第五章甚至讲到说，当你这个犯罪的时候又后退的时候，你就更加的看清楚知道那个神的恩典有多大，神的恩典更大。
God give you the problem,
神让你经历这个困难
to train you,
让你经历这个训练。
At the same time he put his hand under,
同时他又在你的底下。
You'll never fall,
你使得你不会跌倒。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit,
是因着这个圣灵。
Remember, the Holy Spirit is the one who created the world.
你知道这个是
create life, the Spirit of life.
你知道是圣灵创造这个整个天地，他也创造这个生命。
The Bible calls the Spirit is Spirit of life, Spirit of hope, also the Spirit of love.
圣经上讲到这个圣灵呢，它是生命的圣灵，它也是期望的这个圣灵。
You have God's Spirit in you to empower you so you can do all things.
你有这个圣灵在你里面。给你力量，使得你能够成就这一切。
To be a today's Christian,
可以让你做好这个今天的这个基督徒。只要你先对付好今天的事情。
And all the other things, don't think about that. We don't have time to read all this because the Bible, so many of them talk about you must find rest in God.
其实其他的我们先可以不用讨论，因为圣经里面讲了很多的地方。你可以在主里面找到这个安息。
I give you rest today.
就使你得安息，今天就给你得安息。
Christian life is a today's life. It's not tomorrow. It's not next day, next 10 years, next 5 minutes.
我们基督徒是今天就可以得安息的神，不是说是下个月、明年、十年后。
Okay, we'll continue.
我们继续。
32.
32节。
Oh, let me see what's up there. Okay, yeah, going down.Okay, here we call this in theology. We call five steps of golden rain. First, he predestined.
在神学里面
he made you his the God's children. Then he called you. He justified you. Then you have no sin from him. You are blameless. And then he glorified you. If God already done all this for you, he says right there.
在神学里面就有五个步骤，他预先定下你，呼召你，称你为义，又使你得荣耀。
God is for us, who can be against us?
你看，如果神帮助我们的话，谁能抵挡我们呢？
And if God give you the best his son, will he give you all other things?
你看，如果神他把儿子耶稣基督都舍下给了我们呢，那其他的万物不是也都会白白的给我们吗？
Yeah, my wife told me, hey, I already married you. That's why everything you have, I have too.
我的太太跟我说，那我嫁给你的，现在你的东西也都是我也一样有份的。
I say yes, of course.
我说对啊，那当然。
I have no choice, right?
我没有别的选择。
You have no choice too. God said, you know, I gave you Jesus. I love you so much. Now, you know, and will I give you a job?
你看，你现在耶稣就是神把这个耶稣给你了，啊，他万物都给你。
Do I heal you?
You have
COVID-19. Will I heal you? Of course.
他不会医治你吗？你得了这个新冠，他不会医治你吗
？But those healing is only temporary.
但是
quite talk about, I give you the permanent thing already, permanent grace and love everything, and in her heaven, will I give you the little thing?
当然，神他可以一切都可以给你这个。像这个生病，他可以医治你，但这个医治只是暂时的。你想想，神都把这个整个永恒的这个恩典都给你，对于他来说，这个医治不是一件小小的事情吗
？Don't worry, don't worry. You know the little bird. Even a little bird will sing, keep singing every day.
所以耶稣说不用去担忧，就像鸟一样，他都不用担忧。小鸟他每天都唱歌。
Much more variable than the bird.
但是神更多的顾念你。
Can you by querying something and you can solve the problem? No.
你的忧虑可以让这个问题更容易被解决吗？没有。
Matthew 5, you know, 5:25 talk about, can you by worrying you solve the problem? No, not even do anything. You cannot add 1 minute to your life.
马太福音第五章二十五节讲到说，你的忧虑能够使你的问题更容易被解决吗？
So that's why the Christian should be the one worry free, and because God will take care of the problem even better.
这就是为什么基督徒应该是没有忧虑。
And we can plan, but don't rely on your plan. God has a better plan.
我们可以计划，但是不要说只是依赖于这个计划，因为神有更美好的计划。
Not according to your plan, that's good because that's God's plan.
如果说事情并没有按照我们的计划发生的，不用担心，因为神有更好的计划。
He always tell you, he always say, all things work together. I will cause all things work together for the good, not for the bad, for good.
神这边圣经一直都是强调的，神呢，他会叫万事都互相效力。
Even suffering is good because suffering
will bring you.
神是叫你得益处，
是得益处，不是坏处。
We'll talk about later on what is good about suffering. Suffering will help us to do certain things. Then we'll become a better person. We'll become more close to the image of God.
受苦呢，其实会让我们更加的靠近神，更加的可以有这个神的这个样式。
So what else can we say?If God is on my side, you know, why should I worry?
我们还有什么别的可说的呢？神都跟我们在一起，跟我们同在了。
Yeah, when you pray, God is on your side.
当你祷告的时候，神就在你的身边。
And of course, you must always in God's side too.
当然，你也要在神的身边。
As long as you're willing, and the next one.
只要对，你必须得愿意。
And Jesus praying for you in from heaven.
你看，这耶稣在天上为我们祷告，他就在神的右边，带着大能力。在三十五节。
The important thing is，
重要的是
，all this suffering but for one purpose。
这所有的这些苦难都
，to show you God's love always with you，
是有一个目的，让你知道神一直与你同在。
Every single moment。Even you don't feel it, God's love always with you, because nothing can separate.
每一个时刻，甚至你自己都没感觉到，神都在那里跟你同在。
When you're in trouble, in hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, all these things, God's love is still there, it's still the same.
你看，当你经历各种困难，什么逼迫、患难啊，这个赤身露体啊，神都在那里跟你同在。
Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
因为耶稣是昔在、今在、永在都。
Hebrew talk about you fix your eye on Jesus, fix your eye the unchanging God.
圣经说要把我们的眼睛定睛在这个永不变的神身上。
Don't fix your eye on people who they are changing all the time.
不要仰赖于别人能够帮助你改变什么。
Don't fix your eye on love because love changes all the time.
不要定睛在这个地上的这个爱，因为地上这个爱做不了什么。
Don't fix your eye on your boss, the boss can fire you.
不要定睛在这个你的老板身上，你的老板也不能解决。
Even unfortunately, you cannot fix your eye, depend totally on your husband or your wife.
甚至你的眼睛也不要定睛在你的先生和太太的身上。
Because they are only human.
因为他们也不过是人而已。
God wants you to understand, you must focus on Him.
神是要你来定睛在他身上。
Aim at Him, you'll find happiness.
定睛在他身上，你就可以找到他的喜乐。
Aim at the world, aim at other people. You not only lose, you lose God too.
如果定睛在这个世界的话呢，你就会失去喜乐，也失去神。
Means God's love will never leave you, always with you, all the way.
神的爱永不离开你，他一直与你同行。
The Bible says,
圣经上说
，We are more than conqueror.
我们甚至是得胜有余。
In Greek word is a non-conqueror. Greek word is a super conqueror.
在这个希伯来啊不，这个希腊文原文里面，他是讲到说，不只是得胜者，是就是超
total victory,
就是超级得胜者。
Like a soccer game is not 1-0, 2-0, it's 15-0.
就是就好像是这个足球比赛，不是说是2-0或者3-0，是好几十的比零。
Because God is on your side, you know, He walk with you, He's ahead of you. As long as you walk with Him, you're always victorious.
神在你的身边，只要你跟他一起来， 一起打拼的话呢，他就让你一直得胜。
Don't think about tomorrow too much. Don't think about your planning. Don't think about next year, next 10 years. Don't think about that.
不要去考虑到这个多少十年、二十年以后那个计划。
Today sufficient for today is its own trouble.
今天就已经的忧虑就够了。
Don't do great thing, do small thing.
不需要做什么伟大的事。
Today with great love.
就是今天就简简单单的。
Just want you to do everything.
简简单单的爱。就简单的就够了。
You call your children. Hey, you don't know what happened tomorrow. Maybe you just call. Hey, how things are going?
你不知道明天是怎么样，你就打个电话给你儿子说：“儿子，我爱你。”
When you feel you want to do something, you must do it.
所以你觉得你有心里面有感动要做什么
？Because Holy Spirit will actually tell you to urge you to do something.
因为圣灵他会感动你去做这些事情，你去做就可以了。
And how other people react to you is no is not important.
别人是对你是怎么样的这个反应呢？不重要。
Because when you keep doing the work of love and the joy and peace, because when you have love, you will have joy and peace.
因为只要去行爱的这个工作，当你去行出爱的时候，你就会有这个喜乐和平。
Because the fruit of Holy Spirit, God gave you the Holy Spirit for one reason, give you love, joy, peace, the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵，神给你这个圣灵，它是有帮助的。它比如说这个果子就是真爱喜乐。
In all these tough times, all these hardships, God still give you the love, joy, peace, because love, joy, peace is from God.
在不论是什么样的这个情况下，神都给你仁爱喜乐和平。这因为这个仁爱喜乐和平是从天上来，神给的。
Some people want to pay for it.
很多人想要付钱买这个。
But money cannot buy.
但是钱是买不到的。
When I went to Shanghai, I hired so many security guards. I think I will have peace, but I fear more.
我在上海的时候，我花钱就雇了很多的保镖，以为可以买到平安，但是我却更加的觉得害怕。
Because they said, you know, if they want you, you know, they're going to have an army of people to kidnap you.
你知道他们会用很多的人会来绑架你在那个地方。
My partner have a lot of money in Hong Kong. We do business, he has a lot of money, but he never have joy.
我有一个做生意的伙伴，他在香港是赚了很多钱，但是他没有喜乐。
He said, why I do not have joy, but how come money cannot bring me joy?
他说我怎么一点喜乐都没有？
I worry,
钱不能给我带来快乐。但是我很多的担忧，我没有喜乐。
And this contagious, the whole family is not joyful too. His wife, his children, nobody joyful.
而且他的这个样子还会传染的，让他整个家里面都没有
喜乐。He had beautiful children.
他的儿女个个都长得
beautiful wife,
长得很帅很漂亮，他的太太也很漂亮。
No joy.
但是他没有喜乐。
He wish money can buy joy. I said sorry, I don't know either. You know, at that time I was not a Christian. I said I don't know.
他以为钱可以买到快乐，那时候我也没信主。我听他这样说，我也说，我也不知道。
You know, couple years ago, I watched the news, Hong Kong newspaper. He killed himself.
你知道我两年前看这个新闻报道说他自杀了。
He commit suicide. He just drove his Tesla, parked on the side of the one of the street.
他开着。
And then burned the coal, and then killed himself.
他就这个。开那个特斯拉开到这个路边，然后这个烧炭就自己就死在里面。
It's not money. It's not all this.
不是钱，不是钱能够做到。
He has no God. He has no God. There's no joy. He has no spirit. Holy Spirit. There's no.
那因为他没有神，没有圣灵，所以他没有喜乐。
Peace is the same thing.
这平安也是一样的。
When you don't have God, you don't have peace.
当你没有神，你就没有真正的平安。
Because true peace.Is from the Holy Spirit.
因为真正的平安是从圣灵，从耶稣那里来的。
So we are lucky. We have the Holy Spirit in us. The Holy Spirit will give us love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, all these nine characters of Jesus Christ.
所以我们多么好，我们有这个圣灵在我们里面，他给我们仁爱、喜乐、和平，仁爱、恩慈、良善。
And that's a blessing.
这是多大的祝福！不只是这个祝福，你看，这个爱充满力量。神的爱，它可以保守我们脱离这一切的这个患难。 甚至让我们成为得胜有余的人。
But the Bible hasn't stopped yet.
但圣经还没到这边，还没停，还继续往下说。你看
，Neither life, death, angels, demons, future, any power or anything in all creation, UFO, whatever, can separate from the love of God in Jesus Christ.
你看这边讲的时候，无论死生天使啊、掌权的魔鬼。有能的现在的或者将来或者说甚至是 UFO 什么外星人就不管是什么的存在都不能使我们以神的爱隔绝
All these external circumstances will not bring us down because God's hand is under you
就外面的所有的这一切都不会把我们击倒因为神在底下护住我们
under you to hold you
他的手在你底下护住你
from the suffering you can truly rejoice
让你在这个患难中有喜乐
love joy peace because they're supernatural
有爱有平安因为神他是超自然的神
you don't even know you have so much as a Christian
你都不知道你在基督在作为一个基督徒
you don't
你拥有这么多
want to pay millions dollars for one minute of love joy peace
很多人甚至想花一百万能够买到一秒钟的这个喜乐都买不到
And we are blessed
但我们却得到了这样的祝福
Because God's powers of love is with us
因为神爱的大能与我们同在
Love is a power to sustain you
爱是个大能它与我们它会坚固你
You ask a young girl I'm in love means he's happy She's happy
就像一个那个年轻的女孩她说我在爱中她就有喜乐
When you see someone say you know that person is in love
但是你一看到这个人的时候你能看得出来她是在喜乐之中
Because love will bring you everything is everything Money cannot buy you give you everything
因为这个喜乐可以给你很多是钱买不到的
God's love will sustain you will give you the power to go through all this suffering
神的爱可以坚固你，让你能够这个经历这一切的患难。
The amazing thing is not even Satan can do anything.
很奇妙的是，连撒旦魔鬼都做不了什么。
Not even angel can do anything.
不止，你看天使也做不了什么。
Time cannot do anything.
就时间也做不了什么。
And any power.
就无论任何的能力。
Anything in all creation.
外面的能力。
Alien.
就是什么外星人。
Cannot separate.
都不能隔绝。
Because God's love is everlasting.
因为神的爱是永远。
If you read more Bible in Jeremiah, the Bible said, "I love you." God not only asks you to love Him with all your heart. He said, "I love you with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind too."
圣经里面那个啊，耶利米书里面讲到神给你的这个爱。
Jeremiah 31:33, and God said, "I love you."
说我爱你
with all my heart
是神是全心的
all my soul
全意的、啊、全
and
全
will continue to sustain you on earth with
他会持续不断的会坚固你在这个地上
so that's how the overall teaching of Bible about suffering actually give God opportunity give you opportunity to feel the love of God and then in turn you will love other people
这就是圣经上的这个总体上的这个教导就是他会给你这个爱给你这个能力让你能够胜过这困难当你这被这个爱所充满的时候你也可以把这个爱也可以奉献出去
and that's why God when Moses asked God what's your name and God said I'm an almighty God
耶稣、啊、不那个摩西问这个神、
I'm an almighty God
对神他问神是谁但神就显出他的
Almighty God
就是说我是全能的神
I'm an all loving God
他说全能的神的意思是他是全就是爱的 充满着爱的
I'm all sufficient God
他是就是、就是蛮有效能的神
I'm all caring God
他是全然照顾的神
So God's glory is not about his power about anything it's about his love
所以神的这个荣耀呢，不是在于说神有那个大能力有多大，而是说他有那个爱。
When Moses said, "Okay, give me the detail," what do you mean? God said, I am a gracious and compassionate God.
是啊，那个摩西说啊，你给我讲具体一点，到底是什么？然后神就讲了说，神他是满有慈爱怜悯的神。
Not only that, abounding in love and faithfulness.
不仅如此，是满有这个爱和信实。
Always maintaining love, maintaining love with you.
而且他会持续不断的在这个爱里面。
And also long suffering.
而且是这个爱呢是能够很久忍耐的。
You think you are suffering because the Bible said when you suffer, God suffers with you.
你知道当你在受苦的时候，神跟你一起在同受这
个苦。Jesus knows what suffering, but God also knows suffering. God and Jesus, Jesus came to this world. Also, God and Jesus know when you suffer, He suffers too.
耶稣是跟你在这个地上受过苦的。他是知道的，所以当你这个受苦的时候呢，神是知道，因为耶稣也跟你同受这个苦。
God is not happy until all of us go home.
神，他要等到我们大家都去到这个天上，回到
all the children come home.
那个时候，他才真正的这个喜乐，看到大家都回来了。
Otherwise, he allowed the father waiting for the prodigal son. Every day he's waiting for more people to come home.
不然的话，他就像那个。浪子的这个父亲啊，他天天就站在那里等着这个浪子回来，等着这更多的这个孩子回来。
That's why one of our duty is bring more people home.
这就是为什么我们现在要做的，就是希望带更多的这个神的儿女们回到这个天堂，回到神的家里面。
And all this suffering is for its glory.
所以这个所经历这个所有的这些苦难呢，其实都是有
荣耀的。Because each suffering will bring a reward.
每一个苦难呢都会有一个奖赏在里面。
You can count your blessing in heaven.
So
how many times I suffer? Why I suffer so many times? Oh, so many.
你可以数算这个天上你有多少这个奖赏，你就数算你受过多少苦。
That's the teaching of the Bible in reverse of the fortune.
所以这个好像这个圣经里面讲的这个内容，其实跟这个地上是刚好反过来，好像这跟这个。
You lose your life, but God says you will gain life.
圣经上你刚才讲了说，如果你是因着耶稣基督失去的生命，你反而得着了生命。
You gain the world, you lose also.
你得着这个世界，你反而失去你的灵魂。
Because the real blessing is in heaven.
因为真正的祝福是在天上永恒。
So suffering is a blessing in this.
所以受苦呢是。
Don't be afraid of suffering. You change to be better Christian.
不要惧怕受苦。
To conform to the image of God. To be better children, prepare yourself for heavenly reward.
他会更加的训练你有这个耶稣基督的品格，预备好你要进到这个天上的国。
That's why Paul talked about when you believe Christ, not only you believe him, you must suffer for him too.
使徒保罗甚至还讲到说，你信的这个耶稣基督不只是信，而且你要跟他这个患难上同样有这个理解。
That is Philippians 1:29.
在腓立比书这个
一章二十九节。It's a favor of God ask you to suffer for him. It's a favor actually.
而且甚至说你在主里面受这个苦的话，反而是一个这个特权，一个好的，就是个。
But think you're worth it. You're capable. That's why he give you suffering. Then you will pass the suffering with his power. Then you will get reward.And God will reward you in heaven. You will glorify more.
因为神他给你这个足够的恩典和能力，让你能够经历这个苦难。你知道你可以经历过，但你过了以后呢，还会给你很多这个奖赏。所以你讲这个。
So that's why you rejoice in your suffering. Chapter 1 to 5. Rejoice in your suffering because the more suffer, the more you rely on God, hope in God, and more have faith in God. Then you becoming a person who have no worry.
所以这个就是为什么圣经讲是在患难中大有喜乐，因为你经历这些患难的时候呢，你就会更加的在这方面受到训练，你就会更加的知道。
Then you really listen to Jesus, no?
没有忧虑。
Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5:34 is
第五章三十四节。
Do not worry about tomorrow.
讲到说不要为明天忧虑。
Each day is enough for you to solve the problem.
一天的难处一天当。就够了。
Be a today's Christian.
就是做当下的基督徒。
Not a tomorrow Christian.
不是明天。
Not to a today's Christian, this moment's Christian.
就是现在当下。
Don't be the next day next week, next 10 years in God's hand.
就是明天、下个星期、明年是在神的手中。
That's not your job.
那个不是你去担忧的。
God said, "This is my job. Don't touch it."
神说这个我会帮你处理好，你不需要去碰它。
But today you have to do something.
但是今天你要做一些事情。
God also know you cannot do much today. You just do what you can.
神知道你做不了很多，但你就做尽力
，with love,
尽你的能力去做，去爱。
Amen.
Don't do great thing.
你不需要做很伟大的事，
do small thing with
就小事就可以。
With great love, when you go out there and see someone, okay, I have only $2 to give the person. And you feel you have to call your friend, and because we don't talk each other for a long time, you just say, quick up the phone. Hey, sorry, you know, I haven't called you. Just do what you can. Small thing.
就是在要行的是小事，但其实是有大爱在里面的。就是好像你打个电话啦，慰问一下人啊，有什么不好的地方，给人家有个打个电话道歉。
My boss knows my job next week. The economy is down, inflation is up, you know, and my stock, the stock market, you know, my house I cannot. All these things you don't need to worry.
就是很多的工作上的问题啊，然后COVID-19 带来的问题啊，公司的这个问题啊，这些你都不需要去为这些担忧。
God said, "This is my job."
因为神说这是我会管的。
Today you just do what you can pray. If you cannot pray, you just ask the Holy Spirit pray for you. You don't even have to pray. You just kneel down. God, I don't know how to pray. I'm just overwhelmed. And Holy Spirit, can you pray for me?
你就是每天你就做你当做的这个事情，然后你多多的祷告。如果你不知道怎么祷告的时候，圣灵，你就让圣灵来为你祷告。你可以说圣灵啊，你可不可以为我来祷告
？The Bible said, "Holy Spirit will pray for you." Actually, the prayer is better prayer because no Holy Spirit God knows God's will. He'll pray on behalf of you. He knows your need to.
你知道在圣经里面讲到说，圣灵其实他会为你代祷，他的祷告是比你更好，因为他知道神的心意。
And Jesus will pray for you too in heaven.
耶稣也在天上为你祷告，这里面有讲。
And other brothers and sisters will pray for you.
而且其他的弟兄姐妹也为你祷告。
And you don't have to pray anything.
所以你好像你都不用祷告了都。
You just sit there. Before you pray to them, God said, "You already know what you need."
你就坐在那里面，神都知道你要什么。
And you just sit down in a Starbucks coffee, just close your eye. God, I just enjoy you because all my burdens.I give it to you.
就好像你就坐在这个星巴克里面，就说神啊，我都已经交给你了，我就是今天的基督徒。
Be a today Christian, not tomorrow Christian.
应该我就做今天的基督徒了，我都不为明天忧虑。
Don't be a next year Christian.
不是为这个明年忧虑。
Because God's grace, God always loves always now.
因为神的恩典，他永远都是在现在就可以给你。
Human's love is way, okay, you have to do something. God, no. God doesn't matter who you are, what you did.You know, even you said, you know, I doing something bad today, God still love.
对啊，神的爱呢，它是永恒的。它就是说，比如说，即使你现在是做了一些不好的事情，神的爱永远在。
You just repent. You just say God sorry.
你只要悔改说神啊。
If you don't want to say sorry, just say Holy Spirit, please do it for me.
就甚至是你不知道怎么祷告的时候，你说圣灵啊，请为我祷告。
Then God knows. Each person is different, right?
每个人不一样。
God.Want someone who is humble, walk with him.
神是要看到一个谦卑的人跟他同行。
Down the road, he'll give that person success in everything they do.
就是在他所前面所行的路上呢，神会供应给他需要的。
You live in God's love, joy, peace.
你在神的爱、他的喜乐和平之中，不是明天，是现在，现在就是现在。
Because all moments are God's moment, you live in His moment.
因为所有的时刻都是神的时刻。
Because living in moment, all events are God's event. He will take care of the event.
所有的事件都是神的这个事件，他可以把你带到那个上面。
That's why God, we don't have time to read so much because I still have, I only go through around half of the sermon. It's still half, but that's too late now. I cannot go on.
我讲到累了，其实还有另外一半。
Because the Bible is God's word, is powerful. Okay, we go to Psalm 126.
来读这个诗篇。
Psalm 126.
诗篇二十六篇。
126.
啊，诗篇啊，
126。
对不起。
We don't read too much, but let's try.
不需要读太多，我们就。
126.
看看能读多少。
Elvin, you read it in Chinese.
诗篇126章
You read that first.
再往下，你应该可以找得
到。Okay, you read the Chinese first.
好，我来读中文。当耶和华将那些被掳的带回锡安的时候，我们好像做梦的人，我们满口喜笑，满舌欢呼的时候，外邦人中就有人说，耶和华为他们行了大事，耶和华果然为我们行了大事，我们就欢喜。耶和华，求你，求你使我们被掳的人归回，好像南地的河水复流，流泪撒种的必欢呼收割，那带种流泪出去的必要欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回来。
Now the historical background of 126 is when Jeremiah predict they will go to exile in Babylon.
这个历史的背景呢，是这个先知耶利米呢，就是预言说这个以色列人他们会被就是他们会离开这个他家园出去70年
after 70 years they will come back.
神应许说70年后会把他们带回来。
And not only that, when you are suffering in Babylon, you just continue to get married, continue to do business, continue to have family, because God will bless you, bless the city too.
神甚至跟他们说，当他们被掳到这个像巴比伦被掳到巴比伦的时候，他们继续过他们的日子，结婚啦，工作啦，就该做什么就做什么。
Because that's God's will, you know.
这就是神的心意。
Yeah, you just go there, bless the city, bless the people there, and then continue. God will bless you too.
你就在那里继续去祝福那里的百姓啊，那里的人。
In enemy's territory.
甚至是在这个敌人的这个地方。这个巴比伦是敌人的地方。
And after 70 years, exactly 70 years, when they come back.
70年后 他们回来了。
That is around 561, and this person, this, I don't think it's David, someone wrote this, and probably Nehemiah, he said, we are like a person dreaming.
这个大约是可能是公元前561年，就是不知道是谁写，可能是大卫写的，但就是说是这边讲的时候，这个作者就说，我像是做梦一样看到这个事情发生。
Our family, our country was destroyed, we are homeless. Now suddenly 70 years God promised, then we are coming back. It's like a dream.
就是我们的国家，我们的家园都被摧毁了，现在我们被重新带回了，我们真的像做梦一样。
They filled with laughter, you know, filled with joy.
他们就充满了这个欢笑，充满了这个喜乐。
And the Lord has done great things for them.
因为耶和华为他们行了大事。
That's why you cannot worry 70 years later.
所以你看，这七十，你不用担忧，七十年后神会带他们回来。
Or 7 weeks later.
或者七个星期之后。
Or 7 years later.
或者七年之后。
That is God's things, not your thing.
这个是神他。计划的，他的计划不是
我们能够做到。All these things in the future, nobody knows the future. Only God knows the future.
没有人知道这个未来是怎么样，只有神知道。
Including tomorrow, the Bible.
甚至明天我们都不知道。
You don't know. Maybe tomorrow we are gone. We have heart attack.
也许明天不知道，忽然心脏病。
The Bible teaching is always like that. Tomorrow,
圣经上讲说，
is in God's hand.
明天在神的手中。
Today is in your hand.
今天在神，在你的手中。
I can do all things through the power of the Holy Spirit. I can do all things.
我靠着圣灵，我可以做完这一切。
God will give you the strength.
神会给你力量。
Give you love to sustain you.
爱。
Give you love, joy, peace.
给你仁爱、喜乐、和平。
To rest in Him.
让你可以在他里面有
安息。But once you pass today,
过了今天
，tomorrow, next 70 years is in God's hand.
明天，七十年后
，That's not your job anymore.
那都在神的手中，就你管不到的。
Because God will do great things in the future.
因为神在未来会为你做大事。
Maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, maybe next 70 years.
也许下个星期 ，maybe 是下个70年。
So the Bible always the great thing is in God's domain.
所以圣经说这个、大事都在神那里面。
Today is in your domain.
今天是你能做的。
And God will strengthen you to do things today.
神会坚固你能够完成今天的事。
And His love will protect you.
他的爱会保守你。
Not even Satan or not even anything will separate from the love of God.
不用担心那些撒旦的那些东西，他不能阻挡你跟神的爱隔绝。
Those who go out weeping carry seed to sow.
第五节这里面说到说，流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
And repeat one more time in six, you know, when you sing the sing of joy and then you carry the result home.
你看第六节又再重复讲，那个流泪出去的要欢欢乐乐的带回捆回来。
You just pray.
你就祷告。
You just do something.
你就做点什么。
And tomorrow God will accomplish.
明天神会为你成就。
Or maybe to next week.
或者是
下周。 Maybe next 5 years.
或者五年后。
But you don't concern about that.
但你不用为此担忧，因为这有神的他的时候。
Psalm 33. Let's go to Psalm 33.
诗篇33章。
Psalm 33.33. Okay, let's read that. Verse 9.
第九节。第九节。
He spoke, it came to be. He commanded, it stood firm.
因为他说有就有，命立就立。
Nothing can fall his will.
因为没有什么会跟神的这个意思是
相反的。If God is with you, you have no fear.
如果神跟你同在，你就没有惧怕了。
Verse 11,
十一节。
The plan of God stands firm forever.
神的筹算永远立定。
His plan is often works together for the good of your life.
他都是叫这个万事互相效力，是为你的益处的。
God is watching too. 13,
神在看顾着。
He watched from heaven.
十三节，他从天上观看。
He knows your heart.
他知道你的心。
He know everybody.
他知道每一个人。
No king will save by the size of his army.
没有人可以靠着这个、兵多可以
得胜。No warrior, no horse, nothing.
这是第十六节。
Can be opposition of God's will.
没有什么马啊这些东西。
But God take care of the person who pray.
但是神却照顾
那些
祷告的人，就是
每一天，你就做
好你每一天就可以。
20, 21, 21, 22, 23, 24, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 126, 127, 128, 129, 130, 131, 132, 133, 134, 135, 136, 137, 138, 139, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144 31:14. But I trust in you, Lord. You are my God. My times are in your hand. That's what David said. Wait, David, wait 10 years.
你的信靠你的时候，信靠你的时间。
14:15. Do we have that?
啊，对，看到。耶和华，我仍旧依靠你。我说你是我的神。
My times are in your hand.
我终身的事在你手中。
That's good enough. David waited 10 to 12 years to be the king, and he's still waiting. Then he trusts in God. When the timing comes, he does not worry about tomorrow. He worry about one day in the desert.
这个大卫他在逃命，在旷野里面逃命的时候，他都不担忧，他知道这个在神的手中。他等了十年甚至十五年，
your time, your timing, all things happen is in God's hand.
才当了王，因为这时候都在神的手中。
Tomorrow, next day, next 10 years, next 10 minutes is all in God's hand. You must
明天明年
be a day by day, today's Christian, one day Christian. You don't worry about other things.
你就做当天的这个基督徒，你不用为明天忧虑，为后面的别的事忧虑。
And that's God's will with you.
这就是神的心意。
Why? Because the verse 7.
为什么呢？第七节里面说
I am glad to rejoice in your love, David said. Because you know, you knew, you saw my affliction.
第七节
You know my trouble, you know my anguish of my soul.God knows everything.
我为你的慈爱高兴欢喜，因为他知道我们的困苦，知道我们的艰难。
His love will strengthen you.
他的爱可以坚固你。
To make you strong.
让你有力量。
That's why the Holy Spirit is in there.
这就是圣灵。
That's the power of love.
为什么在那里？他
给你爱的力量。Power of love, joy,
peace. 给你。
And that's the character of Christ. You must pass this love, joy, peace to other people.
这就是耶稣的这个品格。你当你被训练出来这个品格以后，你还可以传递出去。
But one thing you must do.
但有一件事情你要做的。
Psalm 147.
诗篇147篇。
147.
147.
Nine and ten. Verse 9 and 10.
第九节第十节。
147:9-10.
他赐食给走兽和啼叫的小乌鸦。
Verse 10.
他不喜欢马的力大，不喜欢人的腿快。
Verse 11.
耶和华喜爱敬畏他和盼望他慈爱的人。
God does not want you to be strong.
神不是说要你要成为多强壮的人。
He wants you to rely on him.
他是要看到你是不是愿意。
He's not happy with someone very smart, very strong.
信靠他。
He's not happy with the horse with a lot of strength.
他不是说就非得要喜欢那种就是哇很力大很厉害的。
He's not happy with the straight A student because they don't need God.
他不是说就非得要喜欢那种就是就学习成绩都非常好的人。
His pleasure is in the not in the strength of the horse. Verse 10.
就是他是喜爱敬畏他和盼望他慈爱的人。
Verse 10.
Oh, sorry. 他不喜欢马的力大，不喜。爱人的腿快。
What does he like? He wants someone who rely on him.
他是喜爱
pray to him,
信靠他的
hope in him,
向他祷告了，就希望就是有盼望在他里面的人。
Now, today,
今天就是现在。
All of us can do it.
我们都能够做到。
Yeah, you say I'm not smart and all my boss is going to find.
会觉得说，哎呀，我不够聪明，我的老板会。
Because you rely on God, God is the real boss.
但是因为你信靠神，神是你的真的老板。
You put your hope in Him.
所以你把你的盼望放在他里面。
God wants a humble person.
神要让我们做一个谦卑的人。
To open the heart to Him.
所以，我们神要看到我们能够打开。
Put his hope in Him.
在他里面的人。
Not someone who's arrogant, who is a proud.
而不是一个骄傲自大的人。
If you do that,
如果我们这样做
then.
然后
he will show you,
他会
he will do it for you,
让你看见。
That's why he used the little,
为你成就
the young raven, even the young raven pray.
这就后面还讲到说那个小乌鸦
he pray, I don't have food. God,
小乌鸦
I'm still singing,
他也祷告，他说哎呀我没有吃的。
God will provide.
哎，神会给他供应。
As little as a little raven.
就是小乌鸦神都供应给他。
Let alone you, you are more, much more valuable.
你比他们更重要。
Don't tell me that I'm not a good Christian. I'm weak. No, God like you. Weak people.
不要说，哎呦，我不是一个好的基督徒，我很软弱。
I don't know how to pray. God like you. Don't know how to pray because you rely on the Holy Spirit to pray.
但是你可以依靠这个圣灵，这就是圣灵为你祷告。
The Bible said God calls to the broken hearted. If you're broken hearted, God is close to you.
圣经上讲说，神靠近那个伤心破碎的人。
So all you need to do,
你需要做的
，just put your hope in God. Be humble. Say God, I cannot do this. I cannot do that.
今天
，No, you help me.
你就谦卑的说，神啊，我不知道怎么做，你帮助我。
I cannot love, but at least I can call.
我不知道怎么去爱。 但是我至少说
I don't know how to pray. I'll call Alvin to pray for me.
我会打个电话给 Alvin， 让 Alvin 为我祷告。
And all you need to every day, you pray pray 20, 30 times to God because you're going to have 20, 30 events facing you, 20 problems. Then you can just every time you pray, God like it.
就是每天祷告20次、30次，因为每天的事件大概就有20个、30个事件。
Because why? Because like
your children, 当你这样祷告的时候，神喜悦。
Hey, Daddy, what I'm going to do? Mama, what I'm going to do?
就像孩子到这个父母的面前，那个父母看到了就很喜悦。
Because God knows you know nothing, you don't know future, your problem is too big. But God said, okay, just connect to me today. That's it. That's all you need to do.
因为你知道这个未来，这个明天太多了，太远了。但是神说，就今天，今天来跟神这个有。
He does not want smart people.
他不是神，不是说是非得要喜欢那种很聪明的人。
God does not someone who depends on himself.
神是爱，是那个能够信靠他的人。
God wants someone who have faith. Even he said, my faith is not much, you know, but help me to have faith.
神喜悦那个在他里面有信心的人。
God loves the weak people.
神爱那个。
God love the broken hearted people.
爱那些伤心的。
God love the weak people. That's why in heaven there's a lot of weak people.
这就是为什么你去到这个天上，你会看见很多那些人，其实他们本来都是软弱的。
God does not want someone who say, "Hey, I'm God. I can do anything. I don't need God."
就是不是那些人觉得说，哎呀，我很厉害，我不需要神，不是那些人。
Then God sent His command to earth.
所以神就发他的命令在这个地上，事情就会成就。
So be a humble person, be a weak person.
所以就做个普通人就可以了。
That you can do, right? Everybody can do, right?
所以大家都能做，对不对
？It's hard to be smart, but it's not hard to be weak.
就是要做个很聪明的人不是很容易。
Now we don't have time.
但是做个软弱的人，我们大家都是。
We still have a lot of Bible to go through, but that's too much. So.Today, that will be the last one. Just remember, when you pray to God,
就是记住，当你祷告神的时候
,126, when you pray to God,
当你祷告的时候
one thing is for sure,
就是有一件这个重要的
especially when you are praying from your heart weeping,
当你的心祷告的时候，你在流泪的时候
God will return you with songs of joy.
神会把这个喜乐的歌。
Then you will say, God has done great things for me.
神为我成就了大事。
I fill with love, joy, peace.
我充满了爱、喜乐、和平。
Because I put my hope in God.
因为我把我的盼望
not people,
放在神里面。
Not my boss, not money, nothing.
而不是人，不是我的老板，不是钱。
Because God is creator of the whole world, He will supply everything. Because God is the El Shaddai, He is Almighty God.
他是给你供应的神。
He will give you everything.
他会把这一切需要的供应给你。
All loving God is called Almighty God. All loving God.
他是全爱的神。
Because God is love, nothing can separate us from God.
因为没有什么可以使我们与神的爱隔绝。
So remember,
所以记住
do small things.
做小事。
That's all you need.
就够了。
Be a weak person. That's all you need.
软弱也够了。
Rely on God, have faith in Him.
所以就是依靠神，信靠神。
Then your life will be abundant.
然后你的生命就会丰盛，因为神与你同在。
That's why the Bible said, "You walk with God." That's the command.
圣经上说
，Walk with me humbly.
与神同行，谦卑的与他同行，这一切都会。
Okay, today that's all we can do.
都会成就。好，我们就到这里。谢谢张正，感谢主。